And since we have Sir Richard present, we might as well go all the way. Today's Mishnah, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh in Masechet Kelim, is Perek Yudches, and we start with... So now, thank you, Sir Richard. So now we're getting on to the dinim of these movable Kelim of eights, which of course need to be movable, mole verekam. And remember, we have in many places in Shas the dinim about helicopters, which are always called Shida, the Teva of the Migdal. And these are these movable clay eights. We talked about it in terms of Tuma. If you get into one of these things, you fly over Eretz Amim. It's considered to be an oil zeruka. Does it protect you? But now we're not talking about that. We're talking about the din of the clay itself. Is the clay mekabel Tuma or not? So if you've got a Shida, so Shida is basically a movable wooden box or cart. Beit Shammai says the measurement is not from the outside. The measurement is from the inside, which is a little bit counterintuitive, because if the whole idea of it's not being able to be mekabel tuma once it's arba'im sa'ah, and that's the measurement that he's referring to, then you would think that what makes it too heavy to move should include the actual walls of the thing. I mean, if it's got these thick walls, they're certainly part of what makes it difficult to move, right? But Beit Shammai holds that since this entire idea is a shear that the Rabbanan gave, bikviyut, that is something should be considered to be tahor, so Mamela, we will be machmer and we'll say it's the inside that needs to be that big of Arboim Sa in order for the kli to be considered immovable and therefore tahor, because of its comparison to clay sack. So therefore, says Beit Shammai, you have to measure it from the inside. It doesn't matter how big it is from the outside. Whereas Beit Hillel says, I mean, that doesn't make any sense, including the whole thing together with the outside, if it's Arboim Sah, so then it won't become Tame. So he's very makel. Now, both Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel agree that we do not include the parts that are not actually the ikur chelik of the kli. So let's say you've got some legs stuck onto the bottom to support it, or you have a little bit of a decorative ledge on top. Everybody agrees that those things, the thickness of those things, are not included. You feel a little bit hillel, even though it makes it heavy, but it's not really part of the kli. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you're completely mixed up. Actually, both Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel agree that Ovi Haraglayim v'Ovi Alizbazin is Nimdad. There was no such machlokas about Beit Shammai saying you don't include the outside. They're both moda, that you definitely do include even the Ovi Haraglayim and even the Ovi of the little ledge on top for sure. But the area between them, Beinehem, which is basically airspace, which you might have thought, okay, so the whole kli, let's measure it from the floor to the top, even though that entire floor is not filled because it has legs and a lot of it's just plain airspace, that is not included. And there's yet another shita that Rabbi Yossi is correct, legabe the lizvin and legabe the ovei haraglayim, but he's not necessarily correct in terms of the airspace, because Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer, it depends how tall the legs are. If you've got a full tefach, so then indeed you see it as a separate airspace. But if you don't have a tefach and it's almost down to the floor, so then we even include the empty area as part of the kli. Again, as the Arboim saw, it's considered to be all filled. And if it holds Arboim saw, then it cannot be mekabel tuma because it's not metaltel mole vereka. Now, how about a piece of luggage? I'm sure you've seen these things that has a stick-on rolly, right? So very often today, particularly, you can take off the part of it and use it as a backpack. And then if you want it to roll, you just attach it to a little roller device, which is called the mukhani. That's the machine. The mechanical part, the mukhani. So suppose you have a shida that has an attached mukhani. What's the din over there? So those would, that would be the wheelie of the duffel bag. They do this with duffel bags often. So you got this duffel bag, but you don't want it to weigh that much. So it has an attached wheelie you could take off. So over here, if you have a wheelie on your shida, it depends on the situation. Bizman shi nishmetet, if it's a removable wheelie, so then the halacha is like this. First of all, it's not considered to be one kli. Enu chiburla, and because of that, if the wheel part itself does not hold, even if it's made out of wood, if it doesn't itself hold arba'im sa'a, so then if the shida itself cannot be that big, and it does become tameh, then the part of the machine, that place is not, even if it's attached, it's not considered to be part of it. So because of that, the opposite is also true, that if the actual piece of luggage can hold arba'im sa'a and cannot become tameh, the wheelie could become tameh if it touches something tameh, because it's a machine. So furthermore, we do not include the roly part with the measurement. So einanim dedet imah, for sure you don't count it with the full volume of arba'im sa'a, because since it's nishmetet, it's not considered to be part of it. And what's more, because it's not, if it's removable and not considered to be a real part of the shida, it's eina matzelet ima ba'ol hamet. In the event that the luggage itself would be able to hold arba'im sa'a, so it's not makabel tuma. The din is that something that is not makabel tuma can be chotzeitz in front of a mate. If it's a kli that is makabel tuma, then even if you put it up and there's a tefach between it and the mate, it's not going to be matzil anything on top of it from tuma, because it itself can become tuma. So it is transparent to tuma. But over here, if the luggage is not transparent to tuma because it has an arba'im sa'a, it would be able to prevent the tumas meis to be metame whatever is inside of it. But the wheelie can still become tuma, because since it's nishmetet, it's not matzil. And another thing is that if usually when you have different things and you have muktzah, so let's say you would have some money in the suitcase itself, in the shida, and you also have your kalim in the shida, so then the din would be that it is mutter to move it, because it would be a basis ledavar ha'asur v'mutar, right? So it would have in it something that's asur, but would have choshevet things in it, which themselves are mutter. So therefore, if this wheelie is capable of being removed, it is a separate kli. So let's say you have a little pocket in the wheelie part, and there's money in there. So over there, it's a basis l'davra aser, even though the suitcase itself is filled with dvarim hamutarim to move on Shabbos, we don't view it as one thing, which is a basis l'davra aser v'hamut. On the other hand, if this wheelie is permanently attached to the shida itself, to the luggage, then it's the exact opposite. So im eina nishmetet, it is a chibula. It's part of the same kli, and if the shida can become tame because it has less than arba'im sa'a, so then the wheelie part will become tame as well. And if the shida cannot become tame, the wheelie cannot become tame. And it's nimdedet ima, to determine the size of arba'im sa'a, you would actually, since it's permanently connected, you would include it in the measurement of arba'im sa'a. And if the wheelie is not makabel tuma, therefore can protect the kalim inside of it from the mate and be matzil them, so too anything that's in the wheelie or the wheelie that's sticking out will also be matzil in an ola mate, because it's considered to be a kli that's not makabel tuma. And another thing would again the muktzah, you'd be allowed to move it with the wheelie even though there's money inside the little pocket in the wheelie part. Because since it's mechuber to the suitcase, which is full of things that are allowed to move, this is considered to be not the ikar of the basis, and therefore it's a basis of davar asur vehamutar. Now, a common case like this is a baby carriage. Now, so on the baby carriage, especially the modern ones where you can remove them, right? You remove it from the wheelie and you make the carriage into a bed, let's say, at night. That's a pretty common design for carriages. And you also have on it a kamron. Now, a kamron is the hood that goes over the top, so that if you're wheeling the baby in the rain, you have this kamron that comes up and you pull out a little bit to protect the child. Now, the din is like this. If the kamron itself is not removable, so it's permanently attached, so then it's obviously considered to be a chiburla. And if the thing is so big that it's holding our boimsa, so then the same thing would be true about the kamron, would not be mekabel tuma. And it's even counted. Now, that means that the airspace, which is, you'd say, is just empty space, but since it's under the kamron, we view it as counting towards the arboim sa. But if it's removable and it's not kavua, so then it's not considered to be a chibur, and it's not considered to be nimdad ima. Now, how about in the event that it is mechubur and it is nimdad ima? How exactly is it counted? Because remember that the canopy part does not cover the baby entirely, right? It goes up, let's say, about half the length, for instance, right? So how exactly do we like draw a straight line underneath and say that area is part of the volume, but anything outside of it is not? I mean, it does provide some protection to the side as well, right? So ketzad modedim oto, what is considered to be the area that's protected by the kamron? A rosh tor. A rosh tor means that you basically draw a diagonal from the top to the end, and all of that is considered to be nimdad with the area of the arboim sa. Now, there's also times where something that is not so big and it does not hold arboim sa, it's also going to be tahar. And when is that? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im eina yechola la'amod bifnei atzma, tahora. Well, you've got a problem in a kli that is made out of eitz. And we're going to talk about this in the upcoming Mishnahs about, let's say, a leg broke off or one of the wheels came off. Now, in that case, it is not considered to be a kli, because even though it doesn't have any hole in it, and up until now we've been talking about kelim that lose their dinim of tumah specifically because they have a hole, and those were all of the measurements. We started with the rimon in Perek Yud Zayin. In Perek Yud Ches, we're talking about another issue of wooden kelim, because part of the idea of there being metaltel is that they're able to stand on their own, and you don't have to sit there fixing them, unless, of course, they were made for that purpose. And we had that same idea of those special types of containers that were made for storing wine, that they would fit into this metallic base and so on. That's something else I was talking about by Kli Cheres. The same problem we have with a Kli Eitz. If a Kli Eitz can't stand properly, and it needs simuchin, so im eini yechola lamod b'fnei atzma, even if it's less than arba imsa, and there's no problem of betalta male v'reikam, it is not considered to be a full kli, and therefore will not be mekabel tuma.